You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now, Donnie, on Labor Day, labored away and said 11-6 for the Steelers this year, but had them, I think Ben had 11-6 too, by the way.
Great
company,
Donnie.
Donnie had them losing in the first round of the playoffs again. He said, how about we go to Kansas City and lose the game by single digits this year? Was his rally cry, was his plea to the Steelers. Can we play at Arrowhead and not get embarrassed?
We're going to go to Kansas City, and we are going to lose by 8.
Moral victory on 3 was pretty much what he said.
All right, guys, on 3. Have the ball with a chance to tie the game 90 yards away. On 3.
I mean, hell, just make it entertaining for us for the last 30 minutes.
I mean, that's the problem. What would you say of these recent playoff losses? I guess the Bills one was the one for a fleeting moment in the second half. You could maybe talk yourself into something wild happening. Mm-hmm. The Ravens game was over by halftime.
I mean, they did go up on the Chiefs 7-0 on that T.J. Watt fumble return, and then in the blink of an eye, the Chiefs
gave up five touchdowns in a literal record amount of time. Like a literal record.
Malzi does not agree with that. He has the Steelers going 10-7, but the comment I've written down here is destroyed in the wild card game.
Yep.
Is what you said.
Yep, that sounds like a Malzi take, all right.
Donnie's other bold prediction was, I think that the Steelers playoff game this year will still be competitive after the first quarter, which I thought was him really going out on a limb. I could not disagree with Ben more. They're not all in this year. They've made older signings and they've brought in veterans, but this is not a make or break year or a Super Bowl or bust year. This is not like some of the other teams out there where you might think, hey, if we don't do it this year, we're never going to do it. It's a 1 year with Aaron Rodgers. As Rodgers has put it, let's have some fun. Let's just go out there and have some fun together. And if we do, terrific. If we don't, well, then let's start crunching the tape on Lenora Sellers and Paul Nussbaum or Grant Nussmeyer.
No, you still got it wrong. Garrett Nussmeyer.
Garrett Nussmeyer and my man Drew Aller and all
your
of those
man,
dudes.
Your man Drew Aller? You want to hit your wagon
that,
to
I
him?
I said that sarcastically.
All right, I'm just checking. Thought you were Austin Bechtold for a second.
Speaking of the odds makers, they have the Steelers as an underdog in 11 games right now.
All right,
11 of 17.
Both
Ravens games.
The road Bengals game for sure, and I would imagine both Bengals
both
games.
Both Bengals games.
Hold on.
That's 4.
All right, so they also have the Steelers as an underdog, I would presume, in the Lions game on the road.
Yep.
In the Bills game at home.
Yes.
In the, this is good. This is juicy. In the Vikings game at home?
The Vikings game is not at home.
Or in Ireland, but listed as a home.
Yes.
Did you say the one in Cincy?
Yeah.
Yeah, both Cincy, both Ravens, Lions, Bills, Vikings, and Ireland. That's 7, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Packers?
Yep. Like a Parsons effect.
At Chargers?
Yes.
That's 9?
4.5 point dog.
I want to say
8.5 point underdog at Baltimore.
How about at Bears?
Yes.
10. Now, Donnie, do I go? I'm torn here.
All right, Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, let's not start this again. I'm going to go down the rabbit hole.
Second reference to her in what?
I know. A couple of days.
Because Malzi keeps saying he's torn.
I'm between home with the Seahawks, who I don't think are good enough. I'll say at Patriots.
Yep, you nailed it. 11 games.
Sold, you bought them.
They play 17. They're favored in 6. And 2 of them are against the Browns.
2 Browns games, a Jets game, a Colts game,
the
a
Seattle
Dolphins game,
game
and there a you Seattle go. Game.
Yep. So, guess what? I think they're going to exceed expectations.
Of course, because Tomlin never has a losing season.
I think they're better than the odds makers think. So that's why I've got them 7-10 on the year.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And no, they will not make the playoffs.
Donnie, I think he almost tried to like hide that one here. Not
no,
because he's not proud of it.
I set it right up.
He wanted to just thud it in.
Look
there.
At how I set it up. The odds makers think this team really stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they don't really stink. I think they just...
Official record prediction,
7-10. Yeah. Which is the worst one so far by a wide margin. Stuck my neck out there on this.
No, but, it is giraffe
and I think that'll be good for them because I think 7-10 will get them a top 10 pick organically.
Do you think that
I think 7-10 will get them to like the 9th or 10th pick.
Okay, hold on. Forget about
and
that.
And I think that in the long run is
good. Snap them out of it. Will it snap them out of this like we make the playoffs, we go 10-7, we go 9-8, we get into the dance every year. Will it snap the owner out of the complacent kind of fog
no.
he's in?
No, will not.
Will it get through to the head coach that maybe you are in fact not all-knowing and can't just keep doing it
No,
your
they'll
way?
Just write it up to having a quarterback that was in his 40s and it didn't work,
and
so we
let's
gave
go,
it the college
we'll
try.
Give it a, we'll get a top 10 pick and,
Mike,
and draft a quarterback for me to put
that,
handcuffs
fill
on.
Fill up that tank of gas and get in your car and go down to South Carolina.
They're not going to get
go
Sellers
to the pro day and
year.
Go eat wings with him and go introduce yourself
what
to
what will he eat with Nussmeier?
To Club Nick? At Clemson, and go meet with him a little bit, and then go hang out with Carson Beck and his famous girlfriend and everything else at Miami, and do the quarterback tour. And we're going to trust you. Your mulligan was Kenny. You duffed it off the tee. You didn't even hit it to the ladies' tee, so you had to walk around with your Johnson out. It's true.
Yes, I am familiar with that rule, Pony.
Let's give you another crack at it. Here is how they're going to do it. And I hope that they find a quarterback that's Tomlin-proof.
But if systemically and philosophically it doesn't change their minds or change Mike's mind or change Art's mind on maybe how things need to be, then why would anybody assume anything other than they draft a quarterback in the first round again,
mm-hmm.
Mike is terrified to let the quarterback actually play the position the way he's supposed to play it or the way you have to play it, and wash, rinse, repeat.
Now, would you say that Ben, for the most part, now he had some alleged off-the-field transgressions and things that soured some fans, but you would say that Ben is pretty much universally loved here. Would you
no,
agree with
I would
that?
Not agree
you would not
with
agree
that.
With that.
No.
Donnie, would you?
I think there are plenty of people who
I would say 95% of Steelers fans love Ben Roethlisberger.
I do think that's pretty close. I mean, yeah. Ben has his haters, no doubt.
I think it's a very vocal minority.
I also think after the last 5 years, that group of people actually grew.
Absolutely did.
Appreciate what the guy did.
Appreciate. I thought at the end, I thought more than 5%.
Oh, wait, you thought the last 5 years of QB play
no,
made
I thought
people
the,
hate
I thought
him
you
more?
Meant like the last couple of years of Ben more, like, you know, 20, 21, I guess
oh,
really
I think,
only two
I know,
years.
I mean, the QB play has sucked so bad.
I think distance
so many
has made the heart
like,
grow fonder.
Man, I miss this guy.
I agree 100%.
I thought more than 5% of Steelers fans when 2021 rolled around and it was, will they or won't they cut him? And then he took their pay cut and made it seem like it was his idea. More than 5% of fans were of the mind of, why didn't we move on? This is stupid.
But then we proceeded to watch 5 years of pretty horrific quarterback play since.
Undeniable.
Bad quarterback Malzin. Play shouldn't make you reminisce that fondly about a guy who hasn't won a big game.
What are you talking about?
When?
Of course you do that. You don't think people do that with like the 13 Pirates team because it's been so long since we've had any good teams?
When was the last true big game Roethlisberger won? Big game.
I would say the Immaculate Extension game.
Which was in 2014 or 15.
No, I would say the
that
Chiefs.
That was 2016.
Yeah, 16? I would say the Chiefs game is
yeah,
probably
Yeah, Le'Veon
then.
Bell
2016.
Won that game.
So now like only one guy gets credit for a win and the guy that's there
actually,
playing.
Actually, Chris Boswell won that game.
He and Bell did. Where would you rank Ben on the list of people who were responsible for that win from the Steelers' perspective?
Why does that matter?
I'm saying like
I don't think every fan
was
is doing that math in their head.
It was a divisional game, or it was a divisional game. So
it was a game to get in the AFC Championship game. That's a pretty big game. That'd be like saying, well, when they went to Indianapolis and beat the Colts in 2005, it really wasn't that big of a game. It's the biggest game they won all year, bigger than the Super Bowl, in my opinion, that season. What are we doing here?
Wait, a divisional win against the Colts was bigger than an actual Super Bowl win?
Yes.
Interesting math. So I thought you just said at the start of the show, divisional and wild card games are by definition not championship games, but by your own definition, that divisional game was a bigger game than an actual championship.
That was the Steelers' de facto championship game that year. Yes, it was.
Okay. That's an interesting
You disagree? You don't think that was the hardest game they played that year?
What?
Come on now. Yes. All season. That was the biggest game.
I mean, even though I was...
He's having his cake and eating it.
No, I'm not.
He's having his cake and eating it. He wanted to rip Tom Brady to start the show, and now he's changing the rules on the fly.
I'm 100% right about this.
The PBGI, Pony Big Game Index, scores that one higher than the Super Bowl.
Absolutely it was. They played a home game in the Super Bowl against Seattle. That was not as tough as going to Indy and beating a team that had blown them out earlier in the season.
Man, then how do you explain his play in that game?
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.